Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
As I hold your broken body and drink your bitter cup, help me realize the depth of your redeeming love. And for all the sin in me, any sin at all, forgive me. Forgive me. Through the constant struggles that never seem to cease, as in life, so is the cross, it too is bittersweet. As I receive communion, holy history, I'm amazed you're sharing it with me.
Blaze on his altar.
Listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy rib inside which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, while my heartstrings break in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you will
know a little fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. Did I go to him in prayer? He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Well, I said, I wouldn't tell it to a living soul how he brought salvation, and he made me whole, but I found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. 'Cause it makes me laugh and it makes me cry, sets my happy soul on fire when God dips his love in my soul.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
When you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus.
God dips his love,
makes it right.
by nightfall, how merry I'd grown. Father's arms would surround me, and gently he'd say, "My
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled Lord of the Storm Clouds. Job chapter 42 verse 2 says, "I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you." Share Him is a phenomenal ministry that gives lay people the opportunity to preach evangelistic sermons around the world. In 2006, I was blessed to be a member of a team preaching a number of evangelistic series in Kenya. I was conducting a series in the town of Carwash. That's right, a town named Carwash, because of the number of vehicles that could be found around the town. It was a typical evening, pastors, helpers, and others gathering at the site completing tasks prior to the beginning of the service. 300 or so people sat on the ground in front of the hand-constructed stage and podium. Others leaned on a few vehicles parked at the side. As my translator, Paul, and I reviewed the sermon for the evening, I was uneasy. One would think I would have been grateful for the cool breeze, but it signaled more than just air movement. It was the kind of breeze that comes before a rain. I looked to the sky and saw clouds billowing in slowly. The setting sun was slipping out of sight. Lord, it can't rain, I thought. These people need to hear this message. Yet it seemed I was the only one aware of the impending showers. No one moved or spoke any words of worry. My heart pounded as I tried to think what we should do. The preliminaries finished. Paul and I stood to the podium. It was as if two conversations were going on simultaneously. In one, I was greeting the people, reviewing what we had learned the previous night and telling the people we would pray to the God of heaven and ask him to hold back the rain so they could hear the message he had for them. In the other, I was begging God for mercy. Please don't let it rain. Would you do that for me, Lord? Would you actually stop the rain? It is not about me, Lord, but these people need to hear your word. Please keep it from raining. I held my hand to heaven and prayed as I had never prayed before. Lord, please hold back the rain. Let your people know that you are God, that you can do anything, and that you want them to hear what you have to say to them tonight. Amen. Then Paul and I proceeded to deliver the sermon. It was as though time stood still in the sky. The clouds just hung there with beautiful colours of purple, pink and grey as the sun bade us goodbye. Many responded to the appeal that night. Pastors gathered with them at the end of the service, taking names and giving instructions for further study. As the people dispersed, most walking home, our team praised God for answered prayer, but mostly for those who came forward pledging their desire to know Jesus. We were just about to retire to our vehicles when the rain started. I thanked God for reminding me of his faithfulness and love and for holding back the rain. A reflection associated with this story comes from Prophets and Kings, page 157. Faith such as this is needed in the world today. Faith that will lay hold on the promises of God's word and refuse to let go until heaven hears. Such faith as this connects us closely with heaven and brings us strength for coping with the powers of darkness. Lord of the Storm Clouds was written by Debbie Young. She and her husband, Ray, founded Quiet Moment Radio, a media ministry based in Ypsilanti, Michigan. You can visit quietmomentradio.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It's been our pleasure bringing you this program today here on 3ABN Australia Radio.